It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. The other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports NFL Roundup. That means, of course, stories that are focused on, you guessed it, the NFL. I don't know who else to kick out except for professional basketball players. I mean, you don't want to kick out individual players in college. We were just talking about guys you'd want to ban from the state of Utah, athletes that people would want to ban from the state of Utah. Lots of soccer folks weighing in. I just don't know enough of the backstory on some of
this. Well, here's the thing with soccer.
Okay. The MLS guys, you know, they go, look, the RSL fans hate this guy. And I go, I don't know who that is.
So we just have a special section for soccer people.
Oh, okay.
And we just defer to them. Like, we just go.
Yeah. No, they deserve it.
You
want to
ban
them? Understand it.
Go for it.
Ban them. I don't care. Yeah. I don't ever want to see that guy playing soccer in the state again either.
I don't know who's talking.
Let's get him out of here.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we believe you. We'll trust you.
Yeah, I just. Is there like an NFL player that the state of Utah could has a consensus on hating? No. Right?
Well, I mean, let's see here. The problem is the state of Utah and the NFL is so diversified.
You could do like a universal, like, hey, O.J. Simpson, you're not allowed, right?
Yes.
We could ban O.J. Simpson.
I think he.
Yeah, he deserves it.
We should do that.
Yeah. Why not? All right, NFL Roundup. Just by way of announcement, Scotty and Hans are going to be at New Ways Mattress here in Ogden tomorrow, 12 to 3. New Ways will pay the sales tax all weekend long on purchases over $599. New Ways Mattress, 3699 Washington Boulevard in Ogden, New Ways Mattress. That's where you're going to see Hans and Scotty tomorrow. All right. Travis Kelce says, legacy is more important than money. Let's go ahead and take a look at how much legacy Travis Kelce is making over the next few years. Now, when you hear a guy say that, Scott, it's because they've usually made that money. They've been able to make the money.
Actually, I don't think the two correlate. There are players that are going to go play, and all they're interested in is making money. Like it's just, I just want to make money, and I want to make as much money as I can.
And they end up not having a very good legacy, right?
Some guys do. No. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
What's an example of somebody you played with or that you knew that what they focused more on making money and less about what they actually accomplished on the field? I think Terrell Owens might be one of those guys, right? Where you're like, guy's more about him.
It's certainly about him. I think of a guy like Brett Perriman. Like Brett Perriman was like, I want to be the guy. I want to make all the money. I think there are a lot of guys like that.
But Travis Kelce's on his third contract in the NFL. He's already made his money.
Yeah.
He's already made his big payday. So it's convenient to be able to say that now once you've made all that money.
But there's people like Tom Brady. He didn't care about the money.
Because he has it.
But what drove him in his career was like if you're driven in your career by your legacy, the money's just going to be there. But if you're driven in your career by just making a lot of money, I don't know that your legacy is going to be, you know, what maybe you think it should be. I'm not sure. I know like Dan Marino. His legacy was like, I want all the records. Like that was really important to him. I'm not sure that like winning a Super Bowl, and he talks about it. And he says, you know, man, I just want to win a Super Bowl. I want to do all that stuff. And he goes, he went. But I'm not sure that him having records and being considered the best of all time isn't the most important thing to him.
You know, who Aiden Hutchinson is, Scotty. Was yes. The very first pick in the NFL draft. Or no, he wasn't. He was the second overall pick.
Second overall.
Number one pick in the round by the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Michigan guy. His dad yes. played at Michigan.
Yes.
He.
Tom Brady played at Michigan.
Tom Brady did play yes. at Michigan too. And Aiden Hutchinson says, I want more than anything to sack Tom Brady in the league. Now, here's the thing.
Tom Brady isn't the hardest guy in the world to sack, just so
well,
you know.
But that's like saying, now that I'm in the rock and roll, now that I'm like one of the best rock and rollers in the world, I just want to meet Mick Jagger. It's like, yeah, everybody wants to meet that person. Look, all he's saying, meeting Tom Brady and sacking Tom Brady, I feel like are the same thing. Like, so you can be like, I played. You want to know something that's wild?
Well, here's the thing, though.
Scott, Tom Brady – his first year in the NFL, that's when Aiden Hutchinson was born.
Well, that's the
they
whole
were
thing.
Born. He right. was Aiden Hutchinson was born the month that Tom Brady started playing in the NFL.
So Aiden Hutchinson, who is a Michigan guy, has been fully aware of who Tom Brady is his whole
forever.
Life. And so from a I only dreamed about this perspective to –
from a coolness standpoint.
Now I have an opportunity to actually do
it's
it.
It's awesome.
I mean, who else in the world am I gonna
hold
go
on? Are the Lions playing the
I think
Buccaneers? I don't know if that's a I don't know if that's a game.
That used to be an NFC North. It was the Central actually at the time.
Oh, here we go. Oh no, sorry, no, I can't find a local. They played them in 2020, which actually makes it to where I feel like they won't play them. Tampa Bay, last time they played, Scott, Tom Brady threw for 5 touchdowns, and they won 47-7 over the Lions. That was at Ford Field, too.
Were they 37-point favorites?
Now, the NFL, you will not find a line like that. I don't care how bad the other team is. No. There's never a line in the NFL that's like that.
No.
Buccaneers tickets for this year. You ready for this? Let me see if they've got one. They play the Cowboys, the Saints, the Packers, the Chiefs. My, these are good games. The Falcons, Steelers. So far, no Lions on the list that I'm seeing here. Yeah. So he wants to sack him, but they're not playing him. So I don't know. I don't know how you're going to feel about that. I want to sack Tom Brady. Well, what's he going to have to do to sack Tom Brady then? Get to the Pro Bowl?
I think it's just a question of all the people in the NFL who I want to sack. He's the guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy. That's the gold standard. These defensive linemen, they obsess about quarterbacks.
Oh,
so it's a weird thing.
Man, they are so jealous of us.
They are. It's a real thing, Alex. There's a genuine hatred. In fact, I think if defensive linemen were banning people, they'd ban all quarterbacks. Like you guys can't come in here.
We were talking about ways to improve the Pro Bowl or whatever the postseason looks like, whatever the All-Star game looks like for the NFL. Some version of how that works. And Chad Ochocinco said, well, sorry, Chad Johnson, formerly known as Ochocinco, wants.
I like Ochocinco better.
Current Pro Bowlers, when you played with Chad Johnson, was he Johnson or Ochocinco?
He was Johnson.
Okay. So Ochocinco wants the old Pro Bowlers to face the new Pro Bowlers. That could not end well.
Well, Pro Bowlers are playing at half speed. So the old ones are playing at full speed, which is now
not
half
good.
Speed. So the speed of both of the players would actually match up. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's like it's just yeah, no one cares. No one cares about the old guys.
I just don't know. I just don't like. Why would that ever work out?
It wouldn't be something you'd sit there and go, "Yeah, I want to watch this."
No, and the amount of torn Achilles that you're going to have to deal with if it's something like that, ridiculous. You don't want any part of that.
You'd have massive injuries.
You'd have a huge amount of injuries. It's not anything you want a part of. Hey, it's the longest running credit union here in the state of Utah. It's Cypress Credit Union. Here to help with all your financial needs. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We're going to have our two-minute drill around the corner. You don't want to miss the two-minute drill. And when we return, we'll have Scott explain what the two-minute drill is, and we'll jam as many of these stories in here as we can. Let's take the break here. We are here at the Wasatch Front Kia.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.